Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Listen to the show worldwide on your Amazon smart speaker.
Just tell Alexa to enable the Todd and Tyler skill.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know, I'd give you a reach around, but pandemic.
Everything's on hold.
Everything as well, yeah. On hold.
Oh, I did walk up the street yesterday, too, and drop off my ballot.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Because the mail-in thing came like a day before you were supposed to mail it in.
Right.
And I spaced it off. So I never got it in the mail in time. So I had to walk a couple blocks and drop the ballot off.
Well, if you just mailed it yesterday, and there was a primary in Nebraska yesterday, and they already declared a winner. So unless somebody won by one vote, it won't matter.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah. But
technically, I know if all votes count. Don't get me wrong. Somebody yelled at me yesterday about this on the email. But no, all votes count. But since somebody didn't win by one vote, they're counting your vote probably in 2 days to get in the mail, right?
Right, and I'm nonpartisan.
Yeah.
All right, so I couldn't vote in the Democratic or Republican
primary. Oh, you just voted on some bill,
right,
or something
because,
like that?
I'm neither a registered Democrat nor a registered Republican. And the only thing on my ballot was a couple of street issues.
We don't need new streets. I've lived here for 30, 40 years. Built a house, and I'm tired of paying for streets. I read that every week in the paper in this stupid town.
Well, I said go ahead and fix the streets.
Right. Ah!
See, I'm
that won, by the way. I saw that.
And,
that won 70 to 30. There were 30% of the people didn't want you to fix the streets.
I wasn't sure who should
How are you
going
to get around?
Well, I don't have to go anywhere. Back when we used to ride the horse.
And there was another piece for, vote for somebody on your local school board.
Oh, you don't know those people.
Yeah, I don't know any of those people. Yeah. I just went by whatever yard sign I saw the most of.
All right.
Yeah, that stuff works.
Yeah, who's going to be on the board of governors for the community college?
So that guy bought your vote.
Basically, yeah. Yeah, there were four items on the nonpartisan primary ballot.
Yeah, but even school boards are partisan.
They are.
I've seen that. I voted for a woman a couple years back on the school board because I know her and I know she's a libtard like me. So I voted for her. And there was some partisan crap on that school board. I'm sure there was.
It'd be nice on the ballot if for stuff like that. It'd be like, does that person think evolution should be taught in schools?
Right. Oh, yeah.
I guess you just have to do your research.
That's key.
Before. But I never know how to vote for the judges.
Yeah. I vote judges out, which I probably shouldn't.
Except for the one I like.
Yeah.
I know a couple of them. I vote for the judges that ruled in my favor.
Right.
Otherwise, I tend to vote them out.
Do you see that in court where they rule against you? You just lost my vote.
Yeah.
Although my friend now, I don't think she is in a position to get voted out.
It's a lifetime thing or something?
Because she's federal.
All right.
She's like a district court judge.
Yeah, my dad used to work in like mayoral politics here. Yeah. He always said a pin, like if you could get a pin in somebody's hand with the candidate's name on it, he's like, that's a vote.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I hate all these things that they say are nonpartisan. Like supposedly the mayor of our city, that's a nonpartisan election.
Shit,
that's crap.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
School board, they say, is nonpartisan.
She's a trumper.
It's
a trumper. Our mayor's a trumper. She's partisan.
Dexter Manley, speech coach. is nonpartisan.
Yeah.
And
not that good.
And
no,
had
not.
Jerry Stiller in the Deadpool, as did Dick Tarp's Rain Delay, Dirty Vajangle Party, Dirty Ranger.
Dick Tarp was a basketball coach. So why was there a rain delay?
Dick Tarp?
That's what it says.
Oh, okay. Dick Tarp. Okay. Dick Harp. Yeah, yeah, is, yeah. Got it. Dick
Harp is actually the guy.
Right, right, yeah.
I think we originally thought it was Dick Tarp.
Right.
And that amused us.
Yeah, we did. We called him Dick Tarp about a week.
Until somebody corrected us. Right.
DND Metal Band gets a hit, as does Doc Mina's Lube Monkey. Doc Mina's Pillow Fight Club.
Yeah.
Dog House. I'll leave that one alone. Dr. Mina. I'll leave that one alone. Eat a Band-Aid and Die gets a hit, as does as does El Diablo. Okay. We actually got an email on this one. Ewasel Nipples gets a hit.
Ewasel?
So it's Erase Your Nipples, said by a kid?
A drunk lady.
Oh, a drunk lady. Oh. Okay.
Yeah, the group of ladies were out partying one night.
You
they
got
get
erase
drunk.
A nipple. So.
And what? Yeah, somebody lifts their shirt, and one of them says something about Ewasel Nipples.
Oh, I got it.
And so that turned into
erase
a Deadpool name.
Got it. Right.
Yeah. Farm Aid
87. I thought that kid walking around watching his mom play with himself, herself said Ewasel Nipples.
Yeah.
Nice Ewasel Nipples, mommy.
I don't think that may that was the focus of the festivities.
Yeah, the inbox is not filling up with ladies who like to see guys playing with themselves.
That's too bad.
It's unfortunate.
Puss was bumming about that.
And farm-made chlamydia.
Oh. Oh.
Gets a hit. Haven't seen that one.
No. Yeah.
Farm-aid or farm-made?
Made. And made as in produced, not as in a
How much chlamydia is running
helper.
Around the farm, Puss?
A lot.
And do you test for that on a regular basis?
Nah, you just assume everybody's
like
got it.
Before you engage with a sheep, do you test it first?
Well, you test yourself. Sheep doesn't know where you've been.
No, it's just hoping you don't come back.
Right.
The sheep hardly knows where you are, along where you've been.
Yeah.
Tekashi 6ix9ine, Daniel Hernandez, was going to donate $200,000 to No Kid Hungry, a nonprofit dedicated to eradicating childhood hunger. The charity said, no thank you, it's our policy to decline funding from donors whose activities do not align with our mission and values.
He's trying to really rehab himself after narking on people, right?
sort of.
Yeah.
My
whatever.
Daughter said his new song sucks.
Does it? Good.
Yep.
Just like all the others?
Yep.
Her review is in. I think she's liked some of his other
all
stuff.
Right, all right.
She but thought after being locked up for that long, he
you
could come
she's
up with
wrong
something better.
About those others.
Yeah,
songs.
Well, of course we do. Ooh, but yeah. It's good to know that even fans think his music sucks now. Somebody's pissed at him.
Yeah.
Once this pandemic's over, I'm going to go get him.
Between August and April, Emojipedia has found a significant decrease in the usage of all individual positive smiley emojis.
Nobody's smiling anymore. A lot of tears, huh?
Usage of negative or other or ambiguous smiley emojis have increased.
Yep.
Now, the positive smiley emojis do remain the most used smiley emojis despite the recent decrease. The top two emojis remained the same over the entire study. They were both crying expressions, the laughing one coming in first and the sad one coming in second.
Are there emojis with masks on now? You think they're
yes.
Oh, thoughts
Arlene sent me one the other day.
I figured it would be, right? Okay. Yeah, pussies wearing your mask everywhere.
Yeah,
trying
guess,
to protect other people. What kind of Christian are you?
Last week they unveiled a the smiley face is hugging. It's giving you a hug.
Oh. That, nobody can hug anymore. Right?
Oh, that's on Facebook.
Right.
Nobody can hug anymore.
Several people have modified that where he looks like he's hugging a penis.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, it would be nice if there were more graphic sexual emojis you
could
send to
people.
I think
so, too, right.
They're like, there's going to be like a pack you can download or something.
Right. There
yeah,
is.
But
there is.
The trouble is,
they're
you
so
can
small.
Barely see them.
I can't see them either.
Yeah.
I on mean, my phone, you, or, I mean, even like, I can't see them.
If you're going to get a series of graphic sexual emojis, they need to be big enough
yeah,
to
I'd
see.
Yeah, I'd rather see a GIF or a GIF, whatever the hell you call it. Just give me a sexual position.
Because when the box of emojis comes up, they're kind of tiny.
Yeah. I can't see if you're smiling or...
Right,
you know,
so if someone were to send me one, I wouldn't know where I was in the mix.
And you can't see how they look unless you
just
actually
hope you're
send
in the middle.
It. When you put it in the message, it comes up a little bigger.
Okay.
Yeah, but when you look and you when you're trying to choose an emoji, they're all kind of tiny.
Right. But you know what I say on this thing? Use your words.
Yeah, people don't respond to that, though.
Say ha or LOL if you want to. I don't know.
People would rather see emojis than your stupid words.
Oh, so use words instead of instead of just write BJ on there, write it out?
Yeah. No, and instead of an emoji.
Yeah, all right.
Just write it out.
All right.
Yeah, there should be.
But that's much more difficult.
Yeah, it is.
I'll give you that.
An engulfing emoji.
Right. Just because I can't read emoji.
What is a goblin?
Yeah.
What is a goblin?
Yeah.
I've got issues with it. And that's my own fault.
I can't read them either.
I can't read emoji.
They're too small. They're way too small on my phone.
That, and even if I do know what they are, I couldn't string them together in a sentence.
No. Oh, especially they do different ones together. Yeah. Okay, it's supposed to be a sentence.
I'm missing out on that.
I'll use them sparingly. The thumbs up comes in handy.
That's easy. You can just hit that button that says thumbs up. That ends the conversation.
Hey, if somebody's like, I'll get back to you, thumbs up.
That's it.
It's simple.
What's wrong? You didn't give me a thumbs up.
Yeah, see, I'll get back to you should be the end of the conversation.
Some people don't even write that. Sometimes the conversation just ends.
I'm fine with.
Yeah, but you don't know if it's supposed to end. I mean, somebody's supposed to say at least bye or thumbs up works.
This is all back to your simple. No need to reply conversation.
Yeah, people reply too often.
I think I do that. I don't know when to end.
Here do I. I don't know when to end either.
Just stop.
Yeah.
Just stop.
Yeah.
Stop it already.
When I send you the eggplant emoji, then we're done. Because that's supposed to be a penis, apparently.
Is it?
Yeah, that's what we hear.
That means you've gone to the office chair?
Yep.
Bye. Customs and Border Protection says that they seized a shipment of counterfeit NFL championship rings at O'Hare at their mail facility. The package came from China, was filled with 35 rings.
For like the latest
that, if were real, would have been worth $350,000. They included rings for, of course, the Packers and the Steelers and the Cowboys and the 49ers.
If they're fake, then they're just fake. So you could buy a fake one.
See, I don't get this. I'm not sure. The customs declaration listed a ring that they found in an x-ray. Yeah. They were looking at packages. There were some inconsistencies. They x-rayed this one.
You can buy replica rings of all kinds of stuff.
They x-rayed this one. Yeah, I don't get this. Yeah. The customs declaration listed a ring inside with a value of $10, but they opened up the package and 35 counterfeit NFL championship rings were inside.
Counterfeit until somebody looks at them and says, okay, they're fake.
After examining the rings, Tyler. Yeah. Officers deemed them as counterfeit based on the poor quality, the poor packaging, and the low value.
Yeah, you're not going to sell
it. If they had been real, it's $350,000, but they weren't. They looked horrible, and I'm not exactly sure what they're trying to get by with here.
I don't either. Some moron in a bar selling to you for $100? I don't know. Then you go get it checked, and it's worth nothing? I don't know.
Yeah.
Then you deserve to be
ripped off. I'm just not sure on this one. Now, maybe
the jeweler's going to look at it and go, oh, it's fake.
Or if you could take some sort of, if someone were buying it online and then you just send them one of those.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I got it. Yeah, but
I don't know.
That's on you then.
I just don't know.
Right. No, usually you should wait till, one of those participants has a coke problem.
Exactly.
And he sells his ring to a pawn shop and you pick it up that way.
Right.
That's how you get your genuine. These are Super Bowl rings?
These are Super Bowl rings.
Yeah, because they don't make the Super Bowl rings right away.
No, they design them and give them out to the team about a year later. Right.
It looks like these were supposed to be replica rings of the ones that actually exist.
Yeah, you can buy those.
Yeah.
Because they make boxes of T-shirts that say world champion of both teams.
Right.
And then, one of them gets shipped off to somewhere where there's no internet. And the kids go nuts and think the San Francisco 49ers were the Super Bowl champions.
They who played this last year?
Yeah.
I totally
forgot. I had to think about it for a minute, too.
I was trying to think who the Chiefs won't beat, and I couldn't even remember for a second there.
It was San Francisco.
Nobody cares.
It was.
Nobody
big cares. Comeback.
That's right. Shut up.
Right.
Let this ring you get.
Shut up, Nick.
You get this ring, you're like, that's not Larry Zonka's ring.
It's easier for me to figure out who lost the Super Bowl than say who lost the World Series. I mean, I remember who won the World Series.
If I thought about it, but I was thinking about just yelling out who, and I couldn't figure out who the Chiefs beat.
Yeah, you do have to rack your brain a little bit.
Right. I definitely forget the World Series.
I can't remember who won the World Series most years.
Sometimes.
6 months later, you could ask me, I go, I don't know.
I think the Nationals won the World Series last year, didn't they?
Well, sure. While watching that whole bit on
I couldn't tell you who they beat.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Watching the whole bit on Michael Jordan, when they tell you who they're playing in the finals in the Eastern Conference or the championship series, I'm going, really? I don't remember
those.
Yeah, I don't.
I was a bandwagon. Yeah, I was a fan back then.
You were a kid, though.
Yeah, I was, say, junior high, high school. Right.
The Department of Transportation is warning airlines for a second time to refund tickets for canceled flights. They have fielded 25,000 customer complaints. They are focusing on airlines who are using unfair refund policies due to deny reimbursement, even customers who had a non-refundable ticket.
We're going to block out the middle seat unless we sell it.
Including basic economy tickets.
That was a quote from United last week.
Customers who had a non-refundable ticket, including basic economy tickets, should be compensated, according to the Department of Transportation.
Yeah,
so if that's you,
they don't care.
Look at you have to. If it's the Department of Transportation telling you to do it, look into it. If you're not getting a refund and you feel like you should be,
Turn them in.
Yeah, right.
Does it mention any airline that is most egregious?
No.
Yeah, but I mean, if they're going to say, well, you got your credit, and you can use that, anytime in the next year. Well, I might not be able to use it in the next year.
Well, I have a ton of credit. Yeah. I was supposed to fly to Florida with the whole family, and we canceled the whole trip. So I have 4 full size tickets, not cheap either. That's on credit now. Normally, you have a year to book something, not a year to fly. So I have till next December to book something for the following year, maybe. But I don't know. I don't think I can get that money back now because I booked that trip in December.
But there's a lot of folks who could actually use that cash.
Oh, I'd rather
right
have
now.
That cash. Yeah. I'd rather have that cash right now.
Give it a try.
I'd rather have all that cash right now.
Right. I got like $1,000 in flight credit from Southwest.
Right. But you have a year to book.
No, I think they extended that. I think it's like I have a year and a half.
Okay, good.
It's I think they extended it to June of next year, June of 2021.
Book, right, yeah.
That's helpful.
Yeah.
And then when I was in Phoenix, the second part of my trip that I never took.
They show those videos of people on the planes. Don't they look just depressing and scary? Because everybody's got a mask on. Of course, nobody's going to get any drinks. You're just sitting there looking straight ahead like, who's got something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just on.
I know.
Riding on the disease tube.
The disease tube.
Well, I read a piece of somebody who had to go fly for either an emergency or some kind of business meeting, and just what a weird experience is because you don't look at the other passengers as human beings that you would engage. You look at them as virus factories, and you're scared of other human beings. Yeah.
And they're looking at you the same way.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who's that nasty guy?
So the way people interact, especially in a situation like that, the dynamic has changed completely.
Excuse me.
Yeah, just like, who am I going to get it from?
Yeah. Instead of just plopping down next to somebody like you did a year ago.
Right.
You look at them like, he looks like a carrier.
Oh, yeah. And I think we all look like carriers. Yeah.
Nobody really wants to engage.
You're definitely not going to have anybody sitting next to you.
No.
Yeah, you're right, Todd.
Yeah, I repel people to begin with.
You might have a whole section to yourself now.
Unless they sell it.
Yeah.
We'll keep it open next to Todd unless we sell it.
Yeah, you know things are bad if somebody plops down next to me.
But like Craig said, people are starting to get on these flights again. I don't know.
Are they taking people's temperatures before they get on?
Some airlines are. Some TSA is.
Todd
will take off his hat so he could get on the plane.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Because he burns up with his hat on.
It's my hat.
I got a hat on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I purposely took my hat off on the ride to the hospital yesterday in case, but they didn't take my temperature. They just asked if I had a fever.
Which is weird.
Yeah. You have a fever.
You get any kind of doctor's appointment, they take your temperature. Right. You walk in to get your, you know, they just do it all the time. That's what they do.
Yeah, that's weird. Did that they just weird. Ask about your blood pressure, too?
Maybe they heard that. Fine. Maybe they heard. I told you they heard the show. They thought you wanted up the ass. All right. The temperature.
They were right.
That and he backed in.
No, but they.
I told you they were listening to the show. We were talking about you getting, you know, your ass temperature in the parking lot. They said, oh, we're not even going to take it.
Put your pants on, Mr. Brandt. We're not doing that today.
Yeah. Todd, we heard the show. We're not even going to take your temperature now, you weirdo.
But your cloth mask is not good enough to get in the hospital. They got to give you one of those hospital-issued paper ones.
We got to read that email from the guy. It was a Facebook message from a guy that went to Menards yesterday. That's a home improvement store in our city. I'm sure it's all over the – I'm not sure if it's Midwest or – I don't think it's –
It's a regional thing.
It's regional, right. But home improvement box store that demands masks and some ass that. Well, it's a great email. The email from a guy that has his mask on because he cares about other people. Yeah. I know it's crazy. You non-mask wearing people out there.
That guy's a pussy.
Way to fight for your freedom.
Yeah.
Way to turn self-pity into patriotism.
Yeah.
They can spin
You're listening
that.
To the Todd
Amazing.
And Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.